and welcome everybody to Great American Golf. Ray Adams here, your caddy for the show. Thank you so very much for joining everybody with Dr. Bob Denny, the PGA of America's historian emeritus, and Mr. Craig Renshaw, our PGA of America's instructor, teacher, professional, and lifer. All of that rolled into one on America's 250th birthday tomorrow, July the 4th, 2026. And today, I think, is the official federal holiday, everybody. We're going to talk a little bit about America's birthday and some interesting introduction to the show. Then we'll get right to the golf. We have a U.S. Senior Open, another ladies major coming up, and everything going and going. And you will see that I am wearing my official 4th of July fireworks shirt. Well, all of you listeners can't see that, although soon we will have cameras, but certainly Craig and Bob and Ryan over at Golf News Net. The golfnewsnet.com is where these shows go to begin with. And then, of course, they go out to all the big audio platforms. There is a couple of new TV shows, are a couple of new TV shows coming your way with all new advertising in them, all new spots from all of our sponsors, all updated, and brand new TV shows on the way. They will first go to the golfnewsnet.com. They will then go out to all the big video platforms. And yes, I have a brand new media kit, all updated, all new, being sent out to people everywhere. And I'm so excited to send one to you if you want it, and to put you on my big email list. All you have to do, and you can comment, weigh in on shows, questions, anything you want, by writing to me, golfadams@msn.com. So again, welcome. Happy birthday to my great buddy, Jim, lifelong friend. His mother said I was the third boy, the third son. And so I'm part of the family there, and been friends since early days of high school with the entire family. His birthday today. Happy birthday, Jim. All my love, all my support, and for you, for great health, happiness, blessings, and a super fun day. Wish we could hang out, but so many things going on and time and distance. Also, my great classmate from McClintock High School, Judy, happy birthday to you. I've already written to you on your Facebook timeline, and happy birthday and many, many blessings for you and your family. So all that's going on. I don't know if we have any other birthdays, but here's Dr. Bob and Craig joining the show right now.
Hola, we got America's birthday. That's about it.
I think that's a big deal, a very large deal. And let's get started with that. Yes, we're a golf show. We're getting to golf. But my big America's 250th birthday golf gift guide has been sent. It's out there to tens upon tens, well, upwards of 200,000 or more golfers on the list, and all the others that are on the list. America's 250th birthday gift guide is gone and out there, and it's being sent all day today and all day tomorrow. Lots of great sponsors. I'll talk about them later. Craig, kick it off. What about America being 250 years of age?
Well, it's only slightly older than you, Ray, so I think that's pretty
barely,
good.
So, I'm barely there.
You know, it's nice. They do a nice job down here. It's raining today, but, I think we look forward to the 4th of July. You know, kind of half the year's over, in the kind of the way I always look at it. So it's hot almost everywhere this time of year. It's one of these celebrations that everybody can kind of get into, and it's nice. It's a nice holiday. I like 4th of July.
Well, and on those lines there, on that note, Craig, everybody please listening, you know, I harp on this. I remind, I advise, not just the skin cancer work that I've had done on my face and a couple places on my body. But make sure you're using sunscreen, folks, and a strong, good, solid doctor-recommended sunscreen. Get to your dermatologist. Have that important appointment, even if you think there's nothing wrong with you. I didn't think there was anything wrong. They found five places the last time I went that they needed to do some work. And hydrate, hydrate, hydrate with electrolytes and water. Make sure you pick a good one that's nutritious. I'm going to be announcing one as a sponsor of the show very, very soon. But there's many out there, and make sure you hydrate, hydrate, hydrate out there. The news had all kinds of deadly heat waves, Bob, going on. And I don't know if Florida was in that, but we've had some very deadly temperatures going on that have actually taken the life of people. Can you imagine a few weeks ago, it was freezing cold with storms, and now here we are already at deadly heat.
Yes, our planet is, despite those who'd never believe it, I believe in the word science, and there is global warming continuing at a rate that you wouldn't believe. My sister lives in Iowa, North Iowa, and one day it can be 85, the next day it can be 55, but when it gets into the 80s, the humidity is unbearable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you guys have a little bit of humidity. You men and women have a little humidity down there in the Florida area because it's a swamp. Oh, I didn't say that. That was that terrible guy that comes with me sometimes, Craig. You know, the other guy that sits on my shoulder and he says terrible, terrible, stupid stuff.
Well, the University of Florida.
Although Florida is a swamp. But anyway, go ahead, Craig.
What the University of Florida calls their football stadium. So I don't think it's that bad. So, you know, it's.
Well, Walt Disney threw very, very guarded secrecy, bought all that swampland that we now call Disney World long ago. All right, we're talking about the weather, and we're talking about this, and we're talking about the heat, but please sunscreen up, hydrate up, and I'll remind you again at the end of the show, we are getting to golf, but first, let's do a tribute to America's 250th birthday, Dr. Bob Take Off.
Okay. I'd like to focus on three patriots, and one of them was many people will first think about is Paul Revere. The second gentleman's name is Caesar Rodney, and the third person's name is Jack Jouett. They all had something in common. They were all on horseback when they did their special deeds before we became America, before we became the United States of America. First of all, Paul Revere, I like to explain a few things. Maybe people remember in school listening to Henry Wadsworth Longfellow poem that came out in 1861, which had a lot of inaccuracies. It was just more to be entertaining and build into a legend. And Paul Revere rode 15 miles to get help to try to warn those in Concord, Massachusetts, that there was the British were advancing. Well, he had help that day, that night, I should say. Mm-hmm. He had Dr. Joseph Warren dispatched him and William Dawes to Lexington.
Wow.
And they were to warn people, including John Hancock and Samuel Adams, that the British troops were advancing. Okay. Well, they got captured. Paul Revere was released, and William Dawes continued on to warn, make the warn, and actually finished the mission. Paul Revere was released. He walked home and got to see part of the battle. Okay, that was in 1776. Huh. Let's move on to our second person, is Caesar Rodney from Delaware.
I love this story. This is an amazing story, everybody. Yes. Make sure you listen up.
Okay. He rode 80 miles from Dover, Delaware to Philadelphia to break the deadlock in the Continental Congress on July 2, 1776. And because of that ride, he allowed Delaware to vote for independence. He was the tie-breaking vote, made it unanimous that the United States would go forward with their proposal to be independent. He later signed the Declaration of Independence, and he is got to be depicted later on a Delaware quarter from the currency.
Another midnight ride, and I think he was about 80 years old and very sick.
But he was eight, he rode 80 miles
Oh, 80
and
miles.
80
Okay.
miles. He wasn't 80 years old. He died at the age of 56. Okay. But let's move on to Mr. Jack Jouett.
Yes.
This was in 1781 in June. And this is a little interesting for folks. I hope June 3, 1781, he was writing in the state of Virginia to warn Virginia Governor Thomas Jefferson and much of the state's legislature that a British brigade of dragoons were out to capture him and the delegates. And he rode across country 40 miles, not on a road that Paul Revere was enjoying or on the road that Mr. Caesar Rodney was on, across brambles and cutting himself and all kinds of things. He arrived at 5 in the morning at Monticello, and that's how you pronounce it, not Monticello, Monticello, which is the estate for Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson was actually in his garden beginning the day there. He got the warning and safely was out of the way. Had he been captured, had Thomas Jefferson been captured, he either have been taken to Britain and made a show of and hung there, or he could have been hung in the States as an example. But he saved the life of Thomas Jefferson, and he later was honored with a cachet postal thing, but not a stamp. Paul Revere got the only stamp by the U.S. Government, and that was a 25-cent stamp back in 1976. But just a little bit, but three patriots. Three different rides on horseback, each accomplishing something and or having help along the way, part of the story and the fabric of here we are in America.
250 years, my goodness gracious. What great patriots and what great history America has. And I know we love our country and we salute our flag. We know that we're one nation, no matter all of our differences and debates and even some of the cruelty and vitriol and all of that that's been going on around. We want to overlook all that. We want to bypass that. Let's be brothers and sisters under this flag and in this United States of America, the greatest country in the world. And of course, everybody should believe that their country is a great country. And those that love their country should stay there and make them better. Those that don't like their country, and even those in the USA, if you don't like our country, if you're going to badmouth our country, go somewhere else where you're happy. That's not a political statement. That's a statement of practicality, I think. And I don't want to get off into debate. I want to get on to the positives. You know, my ancestors came from Ireland and Scotland. They came through Ellis Island to come over to America. I want to read one of my great friends, and his mother is very active, but she wrote this today. Flashback to when grandparents, great grandparents, and beyond every Italian who journeyed to America from Italy, regardless of the route. They sought to make a better life for themselves and their families, to remember them for the sacrifices they endured, and to thank them for the opportunities they provided us and for their contributions to America. As they get to the Statue of Liberty, look at the photo below at how all of them are waving for the excitement of a new opportunity. And there is a photo in this post about those Italians who will become Americans coming into the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island waving. I am grateful to my grandparents who left Italy to come to America and to come here legally. Happy 250th birthday, America. My wife, an immigrant, came to America and loves America. And Bob, do you have family or ancestors that came to America from somewhere? And Craig, Bob first.
Yeah, so from Scotland and Ireland.
Me too. There we go. We're probably related somewhere in there, Bob. Craig?
Yeah, probably somewhere. I just don't know that part of history, truthfully. We were all over the place. I'm kind of a mutt, so
You're a
I'm probably
mutt.
from somewhere.
All right. Well, some great tribute to America. Happy birthday. Today's the official federal holiday, I believe, isn't it? And then tomorrow
I
is.
got mail today.
Isn't that interesting that today is the federal holiday, But we're getting mail today and the banks are open. I'm surprised by that. But I think tomorrow we don't get mail and everything is closed. So anyway, whoever, whatever, wherever, if you're traveling, stay safe. I guess they're going to have a record number of airplane and automobile travel. So everybody have a lot of fun and stay safe. We wanted to kick off this America's 250th birthday show today with that. Now let's get to some golf-erific. Right, Craig? Golf-erific. What's going on over at the John Deere in Bob Denny's home state, Iowa? I
Actually,
owed.
it's in Illinois, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You know what? It's Quad Cities, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, anyway, you're from Iowa, Bob. It's near. Go ahead, kick it off.
You want me, Craig or me?
Either one. Kick it off. Bob, you kick it off. You're from Iowa.
All right. It's one of my favorite places because it's easy to get to, first of all, and it's got a great access, great thoughts ahead of time. And they send a chartered flight with the winner and other people that want to join them over to the Scottish Open right after the event's over with. So Jackson Suber has taken and Lucas Glover at the top of the leaderboard so far
Who?
before the Jackson Suber,
Who? Who?
Suber, and
Who?
Lucas Glover.
Who's he?
Jackson Suber.
Well, we love Lucas Glover and we know he's a US Open
Yeah.
champion. And boy, was that an interesting and great win. But tell us a little bit more about Suber. I don't know, Craig, do you
Okay.
know or Bob? Real
He was
quick.
born in Tampa, University of Mississippi, and he no wins obviously yet, 26 years old. 4 years since turning professional. How about that?
Okay, well, he's
He's
certainly
yeah.
one that we don't know much about. Good to see that we saw some great play by Lucas Glover's. My goodness, 63, and Chris Goddard has finished up with a 68,
Look at Zach Johnson.
and look at Zach Johnson, a 64 and a 70. My goodness gracious, these guys are playing some lights out golf out there. So there you go. Zach Johnson, a Ryder Cup captain and a
Recently joined the 50s.
and recently joined the PGA Tour Champions, and we're going to see a lot of great golf out of him. Craig, what about this Quad Cities, this John Deere, a staple forever on the tour? And we talked about it the other day as a tournament that is renowned for being the first PGA Tour win of so many players out there going through history. Bob can comment on it, but what about this tournament and this golf course at Deer Run? Have you ever played it, Craig?
I have not, but it's in the heartland of America. They got a company that has whose farm equipment has picked a lot of crops for a lot of people.
Oh yeah, all over the world.
It may be one of the smaller tournaments. I understand that, but it's been around for a long time. Good, nice golf course, from what I understand, a DA Wyburn golf course, I believe. It's a good solid event sponsored by a local place that's renowned, and it's as we talked the last few weeks, we don't know if this one will survive or not. And these are the ones that have gone, bye-bye over the last 10 or 15 years, and it would be a shame, but it wouldn't be surprising if it does.
Does this golf tournament survive, or does it become the what are people doing when they're coupling up tournaments? The Phoenix Open, John Deere Classic. I mean, what is all that talk about, Bob?
Well, a couple weeks ago, we had a good discussion, I thought, and Craig accurately said it, this possibly that we could see merging a major corporations into golf into
Yes.
one sponsorship to achieve the desired purse and allow them to survive at that level and get the return on investment. We don't know, but that's just purely speculation at this point. But
Yeah.
I do know that in 1999, when this tournament got John Deere's endorsement, it had validation to it, a billion-dollar company, multi-billion-dollar company that could handle it. And that's how it survived with tremendous volunteer work and any just the people that within that community area, the Quad Cities embracing it. And so they did well. I'd just like to mention a couple of the past champions, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Go down the list here. Sepp Straka, Lucas Glover, Bryson DeChambeau, Jordan Spieth in 2015, Brian Harman, Jordan Spieth in 2013, which was his first big one there. He went in a playoff. Zach Johnson, Steve Stricker, Kenny Perry. We go down the list. Vijay Singh. We go down to a guy by the name of Steve Stricker. Okay. And all the way down to the very first winner in the history of this event, a guy by the name of Dean Beaman.
Wow, Dean Beaman, and what he went on to become the commissioner of the PGA Tour, was there forever. And through his genius, the PGA Tour exploded in growth, television coverage, and he created a way for sponsorship money to sustain and grow the tour in an ingenious business model. People should read about Dean Beaman and what he did creating that business model for sponsorships for the tour. Craig, what about it?
Well, it's the way they built the tour, and that's great. Like I said, it's a good event. It's got the community backing. It'd be a shame if it disappears or how it loses stature, but it's one of these events like we've had over many of them that have been the backbone of the PGA Tour, and who knows how much we're going to have that backbone much longer.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on over at what is likely the most important tournament going on around the world today, and that would be the U.S. Senior Open. Let's have a look at that one. I don't know, Craig, if you want to take off on it, but let's definitely take off on the U.S. Senior Open.
Well, they're in Ohio. It's Scioto Country Club. Good old classic golf course again. I believe that's where Jack Nicklaus cut his teeth at. And surprise, surprise, we got Stewart Cink leading the way.
Have you played that club, Craig?
I have not. But when you drive through that state, you definitely know why it has so many good golf courses. It's just got so much fertile land, and it's got a lot of hills and a lot of water, and it doesn't surprise you as to why certain states have great golf courses. So, and Stewart's playing well, and we got some nice golfers chasing after him. So we'll see if anybody can make a run over the weekend.
Well, I've got my broadcast studio monitor on right now. And of course, Stewart is playing well. Love to see Tommy Two Gloves Gainey in there. Just love to see him there. He's found a home after all these years. And I say all these on purpose. He's done well. He played well. He did win here and there. And he was able to stay alive, but I think he's found a real home, as so many do, Bob, when they get to the senior tour, the PGA Tour champions.
Yes, and it's. I look at that leaderboard, and there's a lot of names down there. Henrik Stenson there, finishing before the weekend with a 67, one stroke. But look at the scores there. This is the U.S. Senior Open that reflects the best of the USGA's drive for par, right? Stewart Cink is at the leaderboard with Fredrik Jaapesson just beginning at 3 under. Charlie Weah at 3 under. And then you go to all the way down the list, and the cut at the before the weekend was set at +6. So that shows you the nature of how they've set up Scioto. And you don't have to make Scioto very tough. I have never played it, but I've learned a lot about it through Big Ten championships that have been played there, and all the great people who have gone through it other than Jack Nicklaus. And it is a test. It is really a test.
Now, one of your colleagues out there at the PGA of America is a guy by the name of Michael Block, Craig. Now, we know he made a massive big splash and name for himself not long ago. And then he darn near won last week, but he had that horrific triple bogey. And something about him having a dream that he won the U.S. Senior Open, and it's one of his big goals. Was there for a while, but didn't play very well. Now here in the tournament, struggling a little bit with his game. But what about Michael Block? You have a PGA of America longstanding member. He has his teaching and his club position And like others, he has figured out how to, when he's good enough, to be able to be out on the Champions Tour. Tough, if those are tough roles to fulfill, Craig.
Yeah, and he keeps his game up. He plays a lot of golf, so more power to him. He's at two over right now. We'll see if he's able to stay there and make the cut over the weekend.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Bob, do you have a comment about Michael Block at all? I want to ask Craig another question, though, about playing a lot of golf. Go ahead.
Free spirit. I've known him well. I've seen him in multiple events and championships. I saw him win his lone PGA Professional Championship in Myrtle Beach at the Dunes Club. He is a refreshing, right, breath of fresh air when you come to watch golf to play. He's fun. He's engaging. He's good people, good family man, and he represents the association. He's never ever forgotten his roots. That's the first thing I noticed.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to go out to a little bit of a break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Mr. Craig Renshaw, our PGA of America teaching professional, a little bit about playing more golf. He plays a lot of golf, Craig said about Michael Block. And the question as we go out, and you can write to me at golfadams@msn.com, is do you play a lot of golf? And if you don't, how can you expect to get better? Yes, you can practice chip and putt. Lee Trevino said that if Jack Nicklaus would have had a wedge in his hand that he could get to work, he'd have probably won 30 majors. But he was not a great short game player with the wedges. Great putter, yes, we know that. But when we go out to break right now, make sure you listen to all these wonderful sponsors. And when we come back, let's talk about playing more golf and what kind of golf to play for you to improve your game. Right back with you in just a moment. Stay with me.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
Greetings and welcome back. Great American Golf right here on the air on this America's 250th birthday weekend. Today, my goodness gracious, 250 years Independence Day. Make sure you travel safely, drive safely, fly safely, have a lot of fun out there with family and friends, and make sure you sunscreen and hydrate. I'm going to keep reminding you over and over again for that one. And I want to thank Gone Out into My America's 250th birthday gift guide, out, sent out to my big golfers list, 75% male, 25% female. If you want on it, you write to me at golfadams@msn.com, Ashworth Golf Apparel at ashworth-golf. You want to go to their website. Their new Liberty Collection celebrates America's birthday and our Independence Day at Ashworth Golf. Squares Golf Shoes at squairz.com. They've got their red, white, and blue. They've got their Patriot, a line of golf shoes, and all the others that they do, from pickleball to baseball. Make sure you get to squares.com. Tour Edge, I'm telling you, if you look at the Tour Edge brand new putter, the Tour Edge mini driver, and the new Tour Edge Exotics, you're going to be stunned by the technology, by the playability, and by the affordability of these great, great golf clubs at touredge.com. I want to thank Certifresh Cigar, my longtime sponsor. Every single cigar in its own humidor, powered by Boveda. Certifresh Cigar can customize your logo and the name of your nonprofit, foundation, golf tournament, your corporate outing. They're in 3,000 golf shops. They'll put a stand and a setup in your golf shop at CertifreshCigar.com. And the I want to thank NOX1.com. They have the world's single rider golf cup cart, the first one. Mr. Young Kim, the inventor. They've got their new store open over in San Juan Capistrano. NOX1.com is where you want to be. And all of that and lots more at the end of the show. But thanks so much for listening. And right now, we're back with Mr. Craig Renshaw, and we're back with Dr. Bob Denny. Craig, let's pick up where we left off. What about playing a lot of golf for our listeners, the amateurs?
Well, if you enjoy it a lot and you can play as often as you can, great. If you're the type that want to get better, it's definitely, there's a happy medium between playing and practicing. But the only way to get to really get good at this game is you got to play a lot of golf, at least to a point, to get to a certain level. If you're not on the golf course, getting to see all the different conditions and all the different lies and how the ball is going to spin or not spin or release, whatever, that's where you learn all that. And you know that you can't use that. You can't learn that from a YouTube video. You can't watch a video to do that. You gotta be out there live and really doing it. So as often as you can get out there, whether you get a group pass or something like that, that saves you money or something like that, or a summer pass or whatever they have, a lot of these communities, getting out there and enjoying the weather and the challenge of making yourself better is a big part of it.
Well, a lot of people live on the practice range. You know, we've heard of people that are like to work out. They're gym rats. I mean, they go constantly. They're there morning, noon, and night, every day, whatever. Fine. And then you have range rats. And these are my words, but I've heard them all over my whole lifetime, where people love to go to the practice range and they love to hit balls, and they are, well, they're legends as they're out on the practice range, Craig. I mean, every
shot is.
And
there's nothing wrong with that.
There's not. But if you don't get out and play the game, though, if you don't get out and tee it up from the right tees, by the way, and hit your shots and get in the fairways and make your approach shots and use those wedges and enhance your short game and have your hands be more deft, more agile around the greens. And then you're putting and the putting we've talked about forever. If you don't play the game, though, you're not going to improve, are you really, Craig?
No, because like I said, that's the part of it. And, you know, how you deal with success or failure. And, you know, I've made a bogey here or a double bogey, and I really didn't hit it that. I didn't feel like I hit it too bad. There's so many different things that are going on that unless you get out there, there's no way of knowing how to judge yourself and how you're, you know, getting better or not getting better. And there's nothing wrong with people that spend, I go out to the range 5 days a week and hit golf balls and I don't play. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. You're judging yourself to how solid you hit it. But the game of golf is a different game, and you got to have a lot of different parts to be able to do that. And so If you decide you want to make yourself a golfer, going out and playing is a very important part of it.
Absolutely. And I know, Bob, you agree with that from our expert instructor, lifetime member of the PGA, Craig Renshaw. Folks, if you have any questions for Craig or for Bob, any ideas or anything, I keep reminding you, write to me, golfadams@msn.com. I already have had several write to me this morning. You're on my list. Automatically, you're on when you write to me. Thank you so much for that. All right. What are the ladies up to over there, Bob?
Well, they have the week off.
Yeah, they do. But what's happening over there?
They're on their way to the Avion on July 9th, which is after the holiday here.
Yeah, next week.
And while the World Cup is still going around the world, everybody's enjoying that from various ports of call. But the Evian Championship, one thing unique about it is the last three winners, Grace Kim and Ayaka Furui and Celine Boudier of France, were first-time major winners at the Evian. This is a place where they come out of the woods to win their first major, whoever it may be. And it's not a ch exceptionally difficult golf course, but it's a strategic golf course. I know we've had Alyssa Gaudet on this program before, who knows that course and has been there many times. But the really the best part about it is it's a major that has earned its way into the collective mentality of those that watch the LPGA. And I know it's difficult to have a five majors in 1 year and understand that dynamic when we always are built into the Grand Slam as four from the game of bridge. It really is where it started, the words Grand Slam in sports and in gaming. But the best part about, I think, the fact that they have another chance for a major, and then they go back to the Scottish Open, and then they go back to the Women's Open. So it's back to back to back. There's so many things happening quickly on the LPGA tour that there's really not much time for rest.
There's not, and talk about rest. Everybody's talking about they need rest, they need rest. There's been some players that have weighed in on, players like Padraig Harrington recently said this last week. These guys on tour need to kind of rethink what they're talking about. I get to play golf week in and week out. I think he said he's playing eight of them in a row out there. He loves to play. We could call him the Iron Man of the Champions Tour, I guess, but he said, I get to stay in beautiful places. I get to play the greatest golf courses that are in the most perfect shape. I'm playing for money. I'm playing for the enjoyment of the game. These guys on the PGA Tour need to get their stuff straight. And I'm paraphrasing that whole article. I don't know whether you, Craig, or Bob read about Padraig's comments, read his comments here recently, but he was pretty outspoken about this, that they need to stop complaining. And every other minute, they're tired, they're tired. They play a couple of tournaments, they're tired, they're tired. These are the youngest, most in shape, fit golfers on the earth. Well, other than the ladies tour, but I mean, as far as the men's tours around the world, this is the greatest of the greats. And yet they seem to be very concerned about their schedules and playing too much golf, Craig.
Yeah, I the best golfers in the world has never played a lot, because you had to play a lot of weeks to make money, and that's the way a lot of the sponsors paid it and everything like that. These golfers, they don't want to play a whole lot, which is fine, but that's my point as to why these schedules had to be built the way they're building them. And I don't know who was it the other day that said, I don't think anything was wrong with the schedules. Why did we have to start changing all of them? You're hearing all these, as I've said for a while now, the PGA Tour will tell you that they're making all these changes because what the players have said they wanted. And yet you're hearing a lot of players say, this is not what we want. This is not what we want. So where are they getting these ideas from? Where are they taking this from? I just don't understand. And it'll be hard pressed unless you throw it out there for everybody. But guess what? They're not doing that, as to why these changes are being made and where they're going with this.
Bob, did you read about Padraig's comments? Did you read
I
that?
read I read the story, and I think it's he used the words reality check. I think that was a good one. I do know that when Jack Nicklaus is in his prime, that he tempered his schedule to match up so he could deal with work with his family on different matters, and he built his tournament schedule around the majors. But Jack was never in the high 20s ever on his in the prime of his career. He was not only great in managing himself around a golf course, he managed his life around his schedule. And that was important. And I think when you consider this the travel, the expense, et cetera, everybody has to pace themselves in life, right?
Yes.
And I think that's one of the important things. So we have to gather that in. And I think these schedules are, that's going to be very interesting to see how today's 21st century professional puts that together. How many are going to be in the high 20s, mid 20s, whatever? Will there ever be an Eric Cole again, a person who goes up there even higher? We don't know.
Absolutely. A note on the ladies' schedule and the Avion coming up and the past women's PGA championship. I did announce that we were going to have Christy Kerr on, a PGA championship winner on the tour, and she became ill, I'm understanding, and had some sick time off, as well as a very busy schedule. We will come back to Christy Kerr in the future. Forgive me that I had announced she was coming on, and at that time she was. But we keep her in our thoughts that she's recovering well. She's up for the Hall of Fame. You can go and check that out. And I think you can even register a vote for Christy Kerr to be in the Hall of Fame. But we'll come back to Christy Kerr and so many others that we're going to be having on. And you mentioned Alyssa Gaudet and the Avion. We will have Alyssa on. Again, soon to talk about that, maybe during or after the tournament. Everything occurs right here on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Day after tomorrow, on July the 6th, we will have a weekend wrap-up show, all of that happening. And we will let you in on all of that as we publish that show to golf, the golfnewsnet.com, and then out to all the big audio podcast platforms. All right. Somebody asked me the other day on the phone, Craig, Scottie Scheffler is world number one. He plays such great golf, but recently he starts slow and then he builds by playing great on the weekend, but can't quite get it closed anymore. So when I looked that up, and Bob, you can chime in. The last time Scottie Scheffler won, and I didn't write that down, Bob, you can help us, but since the last time he won, from what I can see here, he was T3 at the Phoenix Open, T4 at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. He then was a T12 at the Genesis, a T24 at the Palmer. And then the Players was T22. He was second at the Masters, second at the Heritage, second at the Cadillac Championship, a T12 at the PGA Championship, the CJ Cup Byron Nelson. He was third place. He was T12 at the Memorial, T4 at the US Open, and second at the Travelers Championship. Why isn't Scottie Scheffler winning and closing, Craig? Is he tired?
No, I think that it's what people need to understand of how hard it is to win out there. He's very, very close. His stats are very, very similar to last year. They're slightly different. Some people can play better too that are making differences in the results. I don't think Scotty is, the putt he hit Monday at the to try to tie Victor was god awful, and we see some of those god awful putts from him once in a
It was
while.
horrible.
You're going to see that from him, but to sit there and think is he unhappy? Probably a little bit that he hasn't won a little bit more. I think that competitor in him would say that, but I do not think he is staying up at night grinding anymore trying to find something. I think he's very, very close.
Well, he is, and he's proven a triple career worth of wins, a world number one now for quite a long time. I don't see really anybody surpassing him, especially if he continues to finish as high as he does. But Scotty's got to win, Bob. It's time for him to now win.
Well, if you want a face of the tour or someone to follow, I guess that's fine because the Long Island fans believe he's the face of them. And I thought the most interesting thing I read related to a favorite, and we can put anybody in this slot other than Scottie, was spoken by Jordan Spieth. And Jordan Spieth was asked at the Travelers, I believe, what his concept was about the mentality or the what he witnessed among the Long Island fans at the U.S. Open cheering against Clark. And it wasn't because Clark represented any specific thing. He hypothesized that Clark was not the betting favorite. He said the bettors were putting their money on Scottie Scheffler. And so he was the anti-hero when it came to bettors. I think that had a little bit of, I almost figured that's not a bad hypothesis to look at it when you think about where he was, to who he was, and he was leading so high, and he was the man against the field. In the old days, we used to bet, oh, are you going to pick Tiger or the field? And that used to be the easy office bet for people. But I think betting has a little bit entered into this story. And I'm not ready to put that aside. I thought Jordan really touched on something there.
Absolutely.
Ray,
When, yes, Craig.
you can look at Scottie's stats and they're almost identical. The one that's the biggest difference is the proximity to the hole. In the last few years, he's hit it about 33 feet and something, and he's in the top five. This year, he's hitting it 37 feet. So he's off by 4 feet. That's the difference as to why he's probably not there. 4 feet difference. That's 4 feet.
Craig, what about his putting at this stage right now?
He's up. He's right up there, number two right now. I mean,
Okay.
it's unbelievable. His stats are almost verbatim. That's what I mean. He is off the smallest minute of anything. It's
Well,
he's.
and we've talked about it over the years that on
And
any
somebody's
given.
got to win. So if he doesn't,
Right.
somebody else is going to win. So then you sit there and you go, oh, well, why isn't he winning? Well, somebody else is winning. It's not like these events go, oh, Scotty didn't win, so nobody's going to win. Somebody's going to win.
Well,
So.
I think he gave up that tournament with that terrible putt, but it doesn't take away from the winners of all these tournaments. And we've said it for years, on any given day, even week, any player out there can beat all the rest, including Scottie Scheffler, world number one. And we're seeing it in all these tournaments, T2, 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 this, that, the other. We're seeing him getting beat by others, even though he's right there, because it is so difficult. They're all so good. And certainly if they get in the zone, Bob.
That's right. Yeah. And I still think those stats speak a lot. They really mean something for these golfers because it's razor thin on the margin of winning and losing. Some of those favorites we wanted to win in the past several weeks and didn't hold on. We had a number of those, right?
Yes.
But those that came up from the end and made a rally. And just for instance, at the women's PGA Championship, Heyron Rhu trailing, was it over 8 strokes, something like that? And she came back and won it, made a rally. Well, it happens in all tours for certainly.
He's
It
actually
does.
Bob, he's actually putting better this year than last year. Quite a bit, actually.
And that's hard to believe, isn't it?
Well,
Because
and
I
before.
haven't seen him make a 10 footer I can remember recently, to be honest with you.
I think that, and you'll have to look up the stat, but I know that those PGA Tour players that are coming in with their approach shots still are over 30 feet on the average away from the cup, Craig. And then there's other players that are about 36 or 7 feet, I read somewhere, on their approach shots. And the difference in the purses and the prize money of those two groups of players that are the 30 or so feet to the 36 or 7 feet, $25 million, all for a few feet of your approach shots. So let's go to the recreational fun. They love to have fun. They love to play their game. They're like me. We're recreational amateur players. I am very good at a couple of aspects of my game. Better than most. I'm not very good at other aspects of my game, worse than most, making me what? I'm an amateur player and I love it. Used to play to a six handicap. Those were numbers of years ago when I practiced a lot and I played golf constantly. All those times have changed. You don't have the time to go out and play as much as you like. And therefore, your handicap rises. But as a recreational amateur player, I love the game. I love to play. And I love the short game. I love the 80 yards in, and I'm very good with my wedges and my putting. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying we all know what we're pretty good at and what we're not. So, Craig, what do the folks need to do when they're in that situation and they are under that pressure that Scotty Scheffler finds himself in and so many others where they're right there? They could win. They don't, or they do. What's your best advice for the recreational player listening to us about being in that gap and what they can do?
Well, I think you got to understand, how hard are you working on those particular areas? Do you need to spend a little more time in those areas? I think understanding your tendencies a little better is very important. And the part that I think you also got to give other people credit. And most people don't, even in our sport like golf, where you're the one that controls everything. You got to get, if you get beat, you got to give the other people credit, because under that situation, they performed in your mind better than you did. So you have, they were under just as much nerves as you, and they performed. So you need to give them going, well, you know, I also got beat today. Yep. Somebody performed the way you wanted to. So you got to understand that too. So, you know, there's not a whole lot of difference in winning and losing. I mean, Scotty's, you know, stroke average right now is 68.18, and last year it was, you know, 68.01. So, you know, it's very, very close, folks. That's the difference between having something that you think, oh my gosh, he's the runaway player of the year, he is so good, and wow, what's wrong with him? That it's not a whole lot right now. It's really not.
Well, we've talked about this, and that there's, you know, the rub of the green, the bounce of the ball in a fairway, from being in the fairway to rolling into the first cut rough, to being in a bunker, to a good out, a bad out, to a good putt or a bad putt. We've alluded to and talked about Scotty's bad putt recently. I mean, there are so many different things that make the game absolutely pure luck.
And I think that's what people don't appreciate about our former greatest golfer of our generation, Tiger Woods. With all the stuff that we're talking about, yet he was able to still sustain that level for, and doesn't mean Scotty won't win four of the next five tournaments. I mean, right. And then go, you look at the end of the year and goes, look, he's won the last major and he's, you know, ready to rock and roll and everything's great. Doesn't mean that won't occur, but the reality is he could win the next four or five events, win the FedEx Cup, win all the events that he can, and runs away with it. And we go, oh, it's a runaway year. And we go, remember at the end of the year, we thought something's wrong. It is that close right now that he could get on a hot streak and nobody and everybody forget about these conversations.
Bottom line, there's nothing wrong with Scotty Scheffler. And bottom line, folks, you recreational golfers like me out there, you amateurs, there's nothing wrong with us. Go out and play, have fun, practice, especially your short game. Get out there and enjoy the game. Play, 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 play.
Take some lessons too.
Yes, get to your PGA professional and go have a few lessons. There's everything right about that. Tina Toombs is teaching over at Gainey Ranch Golf Club. You can go in there and you can go to Tina Toombs' website, go to Gainey Ranch Golf Club, call Gainey Ranch Golf Club. Go take a lesson with Tina Toombs. Charlie Belgian teaches in the summers. He's up at Torreon, former PGA Tour player, wonderful teacher. Tina, as I said, teaches over there at Gainey Ranch in Scottsdale. Charlie teaches at Torreon during the summer, and he teaches over in Mesa at Los Cendas. So there's some famous, wonderful, award-winning teachers, both former tour players, by the way, Tina and Charlie, and both won on their respective tours. But there's hundreds and thousands of PGA instructors, just like Craig Renshaw, who are wonderful men and women out there, local to you. Pick up the phone and find them. Go get a lesson. Craig, I'm so glad you said that. Bob?
Yeah, I agree with that. And going to a PGA professional for a lesson is not like going to the dentist or a doctor.
It can be.
Most of the ones I have found have been tremendous people.
They
willing
are
to help you. And when I was younger, I thought they are almost like an uncle to to me rather than a member of the family in some respects. And I later saw them in later years, and they were wonderful people who didn't forget to be that they helped you along the way. And you forgot if you remembered them, it made them feel even better along the way.
Absolutely. Your PGA or LPGA professional near you, make sure you get to them. Men and women alike, children, get started. Get them started the right way. Craig, I've seen so many kids, parents, take them out to the range and give them a few pointers. And the kids, yes, they're there to hit the ball, get it airborne and see it fly and have some fun no matter where it goes. I get that. I did it with my kids. But at some point, you've got to rein that in. There needs to be some professional assistance to these kids to get them at least to have a good swing to practice and play with. Because otherwise, it will get tedious and it will become very, very, well, not so much fun, Craig.
Yeah, and that's the challenge is, you know, how much time can they put in and work on things? And, you know, it's hopefully they're a child that likes to work and have fun with it all at the same time.
Well, if you love the game and the kids love the game, get them into some clinics, some leagues, get them to a teaching professional, give them a few pointers, a few lessons, have fun with it. Do not live vicariously through your child, folks. Many do. They didn't win, or they couldn't, or they, for some reason, but now they're right there, you know, pushing their child, pushing and pushing. And that's in all sports. I've seen it on the sidelines and in the stands and at golf courses my whole life, where as a parent of four kids, and they were involved in everything, I let them do whatever they want to do, play whatever sport they wanted to play, stop and start this one, do whatever, help them, coach them, give them some guidance, give them some third party, you know, teaching, training, lessons, but let them do whatever they wanted to do. And if they stuck with it, great. If they didn't, that's fine. But don't push. Don't push. Don't be a pusher. Right, Bob?
Yes. Agreed. Totally. I'd like to, if you don't mind, I'd like to add one little nugget here about a father's frustration with his child. Huh. After going on through trying to help him in his way, I go back to Jack Jouett, who made that famous ride to protect Thomas Jefferson. He had a son named Matthew, who became a prominent portrait artist.
Oh wow!
And Jack famously disapproved of his son's career, stating, "I sent Matthew to college to make a gentleman of him, and he has turned out to be nothing but a damn sign painter." Love it, love it.
Hey, listen, you know, we could go on and on. It's a whole show to talk about we parents and what we see in our children as they're growing up and then as they enter into adulthood. I was very much, and I remember the day that I told my son, I said, "You have the personality, the disposition, and the intellect to be a lawyer. And I think that you owe it to society to do that. No matter how you practice, what you practice, when and where you practice, at least go to law school and put that behind you, even if you end up wanting to be, you know, a contractor later or whatever." He looked at it. He studied what it took to do it. He had all of the abilities. But in the end, he did something completely different. He is one of the masters today in the country as a John Deere technician. He fixes all the big John Deeres. People call him from around the country for his advice. He is sent places for more learning, more certifications. He decided to work with his hands and his brains together and work on the big, big John Deere equipment. And that is what my son does. And I'm beyond proud of him for that. So let them go in their directions. You can guide, you can, you know, encourage, but they're not always going to do it. And we know that. And they're not always going to stick with golf, even to your sadness and dismay. They may go off and play soccer. And we have a big FIFA World Cup going on right now to watch, and we have all the other sports that we love. All right, final word on this America's 250th special edition of Great American Golf. Mr. Craig Renshaw, I'm going to give you the final word, and Bob, and then I have a few more of our wonderful sponsors to mention as we encourage you to have a wonderful weekend, holiday, and stay safe, to hydrate, and make sure you put that sunscreen on. Craig, final word.
Enjoy the weekend. Get a chance. Watch a little of the World Cup or watch a little golf, play a little golf, see some fireworks, and stay safe.
Bob?
As the son of a U.S. World War II veteran, I think about all the sacrifices. I always think about how prideful they were to achieve a victory and also to achieve peace in their time. And I feel here we are, a semi-quincentennial, another name for the 250th anniversary. I think we had to pause and reflect. Yes, the fireworks and all the excitement's going around and all the celebrations, but pause and reflect and see how truly lucky we are here.
I'll never forget, guys and listeners, talking to Kenny Perry about his father, who marched through the Ardennes Forest in the Battle of the Bulge. Mm. And with tears in his eyes, he spoke about his dad and what he endured. He didn't take his boots off forever. His feet froze. I remember a much, 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 much older, of course, than most of my family members. We called him cousin, and he was from Mexico, an American citizen, though, living in El Paso area, married to a family member. She was a big manager at, I believe, UTEP, University of Texas, El Paso. But I remember sitting with him by the hours and the hours and the hours and the hours on numerous occasions, talking about him marching through the Battle of the Bulge and what he went through in World War II. And it's what started me off to be a little bit of a World War II buff. My son, whom I just recently referenced, a World War II buff, and so many others, an amazing time in American history, but all of our military, all of them, and current military, we need to appreciate and applaud them for helping America continue on and have a 250th birthday. All right, final word, Craig, 10 seconds.
Just enjoy the weekend and stay safe.
All right, Bob, 10 seconds.
Enjoy the weekend and enjoy what it means.
Absolutely. All right. I want to thank Craig. Have a great weekend, Craig. We're back with Craig
thank
on
you.
Monday on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show with Dr. Bob Denny as well. And you, and believe me, if you want on my big, big email list and you want to get my America's 250th birthday gift guide that's going out all day today, you can still be on the list. I want to thank so many of the different companies that have become a part of that. I mentioned Tina Toombs is in there. I mentioned Ashworth Squares, Tour Edge, Certifresh. Don't forget Free Baller. Free Baller is also in my America's 250th. We appreciate Free Baller so very, very much. So much going on with Free Baller. They are such a cool company where they have invented this extension pole with a black light on it that reaches in. And of course, with your golf course's permission, you can go in after hours and even in the nighttime or early, early mornings, and all the golf balls light up in the bushes. And that's why they call it Free Baller. You get free balls. So make sure you have permission and all of that, but it's a great product and you want to make sure you go to their website, freeballer.com. I want to thank Alicia Villarreal. She is now my official broker realtor in Rocky Point, Mexico, Puerto Peñasco, the formal name, one of my favorite places to go. a wonderful, safe 4.5 hours driving from the Phoenix area down through that corridor, down into Rocky Point, Mexico. The people are great and friendly. The food is wonderful. The Sea of Cortez is beautiful, really year round. There are Jack Nicklaus golf courses down there. More about that as we go forward. But Elisa Villarreal is a longtime resident of Puerto Peñasco, in one of the opportunities there for condos, apartments, homes. She's also a resident right here in Phoenix, Arizona, but you want to go to welcome to rockypoint.com. She's in my America's 250th birthday gift guide. Welcome to rockypoint.com. Go to that website and make a big deal of finding out if you're interested in just staying down there, a rental down there, purchasing down there. If you have a place and you're looking to sell down there, all of it is at welcome to rockypoint.com. And then, of course, Desert Fox Golf. Their phone holders and their other accessories, their NCAA licensing, where they can put your favorite teams on their products, desertfoxgolf.com. There's nothing like it. Nobody out there. I want to thank Scott Covesdi, the owner and partner in desertfoxgolf.com. We've been friends and they've been sponsors on and off for years now on my radio and my television shows, and they're in America's 250th birthday gift guide. And then, of course, the Golf Puck by Aquiline. You want to make sure you go to the Golf Puck. The Golf Puck is the way that you get yourself aligned correctly. You want to make sure that you have the Golf Puck. You want to go to golfpuck.com. And when you do that, you're going to find that there's various ways to purchase the Aquiline Golf Puck made right here in the United States of America. You absolutely want the Golf Puck in your, your contingent of helping you to play a better game and to get aligned. You know, grip, aim, and stance are the three most fundamental things in the game of golf. Aquiline Golf, proudly made in the USA, brings you the Golf Puck. You want to make sure you go there. There's 25% off site wide at golfpuck.com, and you use the code USA250, USA250 when you go to golfpuck.com, and they're in the America's 250th birthday gift guide too. I appreciate all of the companies that are in there, and you're going to find that all of them are going to help your game in one way or the other and give you more fun and more enjoyment. Get on my list. Golf Adams at MSN.com. One final, I know you're tired of it. Have a wonderful, safe Independence Day holiday. Back with you on Monday, the Golf Lifestyle Show. Stay safe, stay hydrated, and use that sunscreen wherever you go outdoors. Talk to you soon.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.